program is back on the air Thursday, October the 10th, 2013. I'm Doug, a.k.a. Dudley. She's Roberta, a.k.a. RF. Roberta. For what I say? Berta?
Berta.
Berta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler are all here. Richie's having his treatment today, so he'll be out of the loop for another 4 or 5 days anyway, because that's how it works. And in the meantime, we're here to check out all the things that are going on. Interesting pictures, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Picture of Charlotte ruling the roost at my niece's house, because I'm in California. So there are, so actually, Kenny, there's some other pictures you might want to grab, I think, that are on Facebook as well. If they aren't, I'll send them along to you. People love pictures of dogs and love pictures of the farm and that sort of thing. And so Charlotte, who stayed home, because I'm here only for a day, literally, in my niece's car, won't let anybody else sit in the back seat with her. She then gets to the house and gets on the couch, won't let anybody else be on the couch with her. And Megan refers to her as my daughter Megan, who looks at all these pictures on Facebook.
Be careful there, sir.
Yeah, I know. Well, it begins with a B.
And refers to a female dog.
It's lovely, yes. Well, well, but you see, you can say it it's appropriate to use that word. But I certainly don't want to offend anybody. I'm going to leave that to the next half hour because I have an interesting story that sort of surrounds Miley Cyrus and Suzanne Summers. That'll come before our TV. Yeah. Before our, which one? Maybe not. Well,
no, Miley.
Yeah, right.
Suzanne.
Exactly.
I love Suzanne.
All right. So in the meantime, Roberta has a teaser for our Queen of Cheap report today. What are we going to get for nothing or close to it?
Oh, gosh. We're going to tell you how to get coffee absolutely free at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Also, buy one, get one at a great ice cream store. And something at Chipotle that you're absolutely going to love.
All right. Chipotle. So there's the deal
on
that.
Say Chipotle?
No.
Chipotle?
Whatever.
Chipotle.
Yeah, that Mexican place.
All right, so let's then, as long as we're talking about eating, go over to Buffalo Wild Wings for a moment. They have a limited time lineup loaded with fried pickles cooked to a golden crisp. I'm trying to imagine what
I've
that is.
I've never had a fried pickle. It sounds very
wonderful.
Southern.
Are they?
Oh, my gosh, my
do you put cheese
them
on them? What are you doing?
No, you just eat them like that.
I was in a place, when I was walking through the airport last night, I got a bite to eat, and I went to a place where they bake French fries. They don't fry them; they bake them. I don't remember what the name of the outfit was, but I had a very good sandwich. I had a tuna sandwich that was very good. I wish I could remember what the name of the company was because I'd like to plug them. The food was much better quality than what you get on the plane, and so I just decided I'd bring that on board, and it was great. Until
you brought tuna onto a plane?
I brought tuna, and I brought a banana, and I brought a brownie.
How
and
did
I brought
you do that to the
strawberry
people on the plane?
That
kiwi
is so stinky.
Not only tuna, but a banana. Oh, my gosh.
Banana was good.
And so a strawberry then, and a kiwi? That's really weird.
Well,
did you like slice
strawberries and kiwis
them?
Don't really smell that much.
No, but did you slice the kiwi?
And tuna?
No, this is in the drink. It was a strawberry kiwi drink, Snapple.
Did you and like to go off your nail polish, too, while you were at it?
Yeah,
that'd
I did.
Be nice.
With my nails. So I had all of that, and I fell asleep.
Cotton ball.
And then when I woke up, I decided I was thirsty, so I asked for a glass of tomato juice. So I got the tomato juice, set it up on the, the little...
And you're sitting in an exit row, so it's the table that folds across your lap, right?
Right, exactly. It goes across my lap, and somehow or other, something happened, and I somehow lost... Then we went over into a bumpy spot of the air was kind of bumpy last night coming out here. And so the tray went up and down, and I reached to grab the tomato juice, and instead of grabbing it, I knocked it. Ended up in my lap. It was ice, and I just one of those sensations like somebody stuck you with a knife.
And so now you've not only brought a tuna fish sandwich on the plane, but now you smell like tomato juice the entire way.
Right.
So I'm
like
sure
going into
it.
Sitting next to me was like being in a deli.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have someone sitting next to you?
I did, as a matter of fact. And a gentleman from Australia who is headed for had another 14-hour ride once we get to Los Angeles to go back to Melbourne. Very nice gentleman. And he was very helpful. He went and got me he got towels. And the flight attendant was very helpful. He gave me we fixed the problem by putting a blanket on the seat.
Oh, well, that was nice.
So you got to wonder.
Did he call you mate?
Sorry. No, what, the man from Australia? No, he didn't call me mate.
How much did they charge you for the blanket?
They did not charge me for the blanket, Michael, but thanks for asking. I think I have enough points and miles to get at least a free blanket if I can't move around in the plane. At any rate, everybody's had those. I guess what did I say? Oh, I was talking about the Buffalo Wild Wings. Fresh veggies, hummus, cucumber sauce, all Buffalo Wild Wings, beer, and sports. I've now seen the Lone Ranger twice in a week. The Lone Ranger was
did
on.
Did it get any better the second time?
Well, actually, it did because I could see it better. I had the what do you call it? I call it the TV box. What do you call it?
DVD.
Yeah. Right, the DVD player. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw it on that first.
I know.
But it didn't do
a TV box.
It wasn't do great copy for some reason or other. So I'm watching it on the screen on the plane last night, and yeah, I did get a few other things out of it. I thought. For people putting it down, I saw a number of people watching this thing, but if you listen to the reviews, like so often is the case, people put down stuff like this, and it really wasn't that bad. I suppose it tastes, it depends on your taste in movies, but I didn't think it was that bad, frankly. I thought Johnny Depp was actually pretty good as Tonto, and there were some pretty good action scenes in it. I mean, it was not going to win an Academy Award, but it wasn't the way these elitist critics, and that's really what they are, elitists, who don't cater to the common touch. The common people watching a movie like this probably have a good time. There was nothing really wrong with the movie. And so, you know, it bothers me sometimes when people are just so critical of everything. We have critics that, the people that are talking about what's going on in Congress. You know, these guys are that. I think we all need to just sit back, get out of the way for a while. I thought it was interesting that John Boehner rejected the olive branch, and the president offered to make a temporary deal to keep the government open and extend the debt ceiling in exchange for long-term talks. And Boehner said what the president said was if there's unconditional surrender by Republicans, he'll sit down and talk to us. What ended up being the reality is that some of the leaders of the Republican Party are going over to the White House later on today to see if they can't work something out. All right? So there's what's going on in Washington, for those of you who care. What about the world of television in the next half hour, Jen? What do we have?
Oh, boy, some cancellations already this season.
A couple of them.
Plus some new shows and another baby for the Duggars.
Really?
It isn't so.
How exciting is that?
Oh, no.
Mr. Obama has announced that a lady named Janet Yellen is going to be the nominee to replace Ben Bernanke at the Fed. We still haven't figured out, because his term is up, second term is up, normally they can stay as long as the president wants them to stay, why he wanted Bernanke out and put Yellen in when Yellen is Bernanke's closest assistant and thinks just like he does. Anybody got an answer to that? Got an idea? 888-302-3684 if you do, or is it 85? No, it's 3684. Got to make sure I get that. So the folks at MI5 are following Edward Snowden, who was spotted grocery shopping in Russia yesterday. MI5.
He's still alive. That's good.
Yeah, right. Well, they're trying to get the Guardian. You know, the Guardian's a British newspaper, and they're trying to somehow corner the Guardian, get something on him. The reporter, whose name is Glenn Greenwald, says he's been followed everywhere by their monitoring his phones, his emails, his mail. Sounds like they got the NSA over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
they're checking him out.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. All right. At any rate, let me move into another gear here, and then we'll get Roberta's report. 888-302-3684. Facebook. We haven't got anything new on Facebook, though, Kenny, right? Facebook.com/Good Day.
We do have a couple new things on Facebook.
Oh, we do. I just refuse to go back and listen to the same old stuff. It's like the callers. I don't want to listen to the same old stuff anymore. All right. What's new?
Well, we have a fabulous new picture of Charlotte that's posted up there.
Fabulous.
Oh, yes. She is very glamorous.
And we also were talking earlier about e-cigarettes and whether they should be regulated.
Yep.
Greg says that they should be perhaps less than traditional cigarettes, but they should have some oversight. And Chad says, I love my e-cigarettes. I feel 100 times better and have gone to the zero nicotine cartridges. This is all about taxing them to the roof like regular cigarettes. While regular cigarettes are about $6 a pack, the e-cigs are $1.50.
And you just can keep, you mean the refills for them? The e-cigarette is $20, $30, I think, isn't it, on the market?
I don't know how much they cost. No, I don't know, but you have to buy the stuff to put in it.
Yeah, I think that's what Kenny's talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the. I think that's a good comment. More comments there and elsewhere as we continue on Good Day. Roberta does her update from the Queen of Cheap in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And Roberta is brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. They have mom tips, and I think one of the things that they're good at, they have their website, so there are all kinds of things special that they have promoting, that they're promoting as well this weekend. Kohl's. Expect great things. All right, so we have great things. Queen of Cheap Report.
Absolutely.
Free ice
Let's
cream.
Let's start with Snapfish. We've got the expires tomorrow, so we want to put this right up front. Unlimited 4x6 prints for just a penny each. And if you're a new member, you get an additional 40 prints absolutely free just for signing up. Let's also look at Living Social. They've got a coupon. They're kind of like Groupon. They've got a coupon right now that you can buy for $10, and it gives you $20 to spend at the body shop. So basically, it's a $20 voucher for just $10.
You know, let me just interject here for a second.
Yes.
We used Living Social for a promotion on the farm. And got a lot of money out of it. We used Groupon. Basically got nothing out of it.
Really?
I did see a few months ago, there was a special on, I needed a new mattress, and they were offering a $2,000 mattress for $315. And I wasn't smart enough or fast enough to get it. But that kind of stuff is great.
I use them all the time. They're absolutely fantastic.
All right, next time you see a special on one of those special mattresses, let me know, will you?
Absolutely, boss.
Thank you very much. Thank you, boss. All right, keep going.
Baskin Robbins right now has a buy one, get one free two-scoop Sunday offer. This is every Wednesday through the end of the year, except if you're in New York, then it's every Tuesday. And Tuesday is Sunday at Carvel. Remember that?
Thank you.
Photo Christmas card sale, 50% off. We have a special coupon code for you. Now's the time. If you're going to do a Christmas card with your photo on it, now's the time to do it. Reminding you, October 31st, go to Chipotle with a costume, and you'll get a salad bowl or a burrito for only $3. And if you're getting a start on your Christmas shopping, remember that GameStop has buy two, get two free on all of their pre-owned PS2 games. So that's a great way also to save money, and you can even bring in some of your games and sell it to them and, make some extra money for Christmas. And you'll find all of these great deals at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com.
At your service and on your side, you can go down to the Supermarket Guru's blog site, the benefits of eating a good breakfast and where to get the good components, because Phil is the guy who knows all about supermarkets and shopping. 21 after the hour.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA HempProtein.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Normally, when there's a television show that's on, these contestants try to impress the audience there, and I'm happy to have them come on here and sing a little bit. We got a few of these survivors from The X Factor. Winners so far, Tim Olstad, Josh Levy, Carlos Guevara, Carlito Olivero. I don't know if anybody's watching this or not. This is Isaac Tuafua singing Tuafua. Looks like it's, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Anyway, why'd you shut Michael?
That was the end of it.
Oh, was it? Oh, all right. So let's keep moving then. Who needs any more time from him? Here's Carlos singing. Now, I know I'm not going to like this. Ain't No Sunshine.
There ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Roberta, quick judgment on Carlos. All right. Kenny, quick judgment on Carlos.
Not exciting.
All right, Jen?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep moving. I don't like him either. Next contestant is Stone Martin singing Porn.
Why do they all have this breathy thing with them?
The orchestration all sounds the same, and the damn kids screaming in the audience all sound the same.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, okay.
It's nothing where we used to.
What's the story of the song?
The conversation has.
It's a girl's song. This is Natalie Imbruglia. It's really cool, actually, that the arrangement.
You like this guy doing it?
I don't know if I love his voice so much, but I love the arrangement that he did.
Roberta, you like it?
Do you know what song it is, Roberta?
Yes. It is an interesting arrangement.
Kind of
cool. Give you that. Yes, it's a lot slower.
All these guys sound the same.
They do. They all sound the same.
Yes, they do.
All right, Chase Goering sings Airplanes. The tempo of these songs, I've said this 100 times, I've said it once. Get them to sing upbeat songs, so they're kind of, your focus is more on variety. I don't get this at all, do you?
I'm just trying to listen. This is like the original song, pretty much.
Tim, so this is a rap kind of a song. Rap. Whatever. Tim Olstad singing The Climb. More of the same. Yes?
I like his voice.
Kind of breathy.
Carlito Olivero, Dreaming of You. Keep going. Timmy Thames singing New Girl in Town. Nothing there, is there?
Yeah.
Josh Levy.
The guy from The Climb that sang The Climb for Miley Cyrus. I like that guy.
His name is Tim Olstad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the winner's going to be decided tonight in the groups. The Girls United started off the groups with a medley of pop songs. You had a few
tonight
titles.
Is the night.
That was more interesting.
All right. Yeah. Wild Things follows. There's a group, Glamour, performing You're Going to Miss Me. It's the first one I've liked so far the whole damn show. I like this. I like this kind of song. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a recent study revealed that the most abused pet in America is not the cat, not the dog, it's the goldfish. Actually, it's not really that surprising when you think about it. Remember the first fish you had as a pet when you were a kid? It was probably a goldfish. You won at the carnival or street fair or brought it to a local five and dime. You probably took Goldie home, placed her in a tiny glass bowl in which you would pour tap water, sprinkled some food on top into the bowl, and watched her swim. More likely than not, within a week, Goldie was floating at the top of the boat. Overfeeding and underfeeding are probably two of the leading factors in fish mortality. Ignorance is probably the biggest factor. It's really important to understand the basis of care before we bring any living thing into our homes, and that includes the basic of fish care. For example, tap water contains chlorine. Chlorine can be deadly to fish. Educate yourself. Take the time. Speak to the aquarium people in your area. Find out what to do. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to the...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made?
Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and with me, focused on the issues of the day, the important stories of the day. We're trying to give you a thumbnail sketch of what's going on. Jennifer will have the television report in a few minutes. Did we, you had cancellations we were going to talk about, amongst other things. So that's up and coming. The essence of what is happening, the story in New York with the biker. I got to get to the bottom of this with you, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, there was an off-duty undercover policeman who was in that group of people that were arrested.
You're right.
So the motorcycle dudes, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So he's an undercover. Nobody knows that he's a policeman, or at least they didn't until he got arrested.
He didn't come forward till like that, I think, 4 days later.
Right. Yeah, he didn't blow his cover.
Mm-hmm.
He told investigators that he didn't help the victim because he arrived on the scene late. There's a video that showed he slapped the victim's car window so hard that it broke. He's a 10-year veteran of the police force. He could face 7 years in prison on the charges of gang assault.
Mm.
But he was undercover during the this whole thing. He was undercover at the Occupy events last year. So that's his deal.
Because he was just following the gang to see what they might possibly do.
So why were they? Mm-hmm. Are they serious about thinking he ought to go to jail?
And I don't know. It's a very murky area right now. You know, should he have stepped in? Shouldn't he? You know, I think if there had been, well, they did beat up the guy.
Yeah, they did beat him up badly.
I don't know what the rules are.
And he helped. Yeah. Think about this. He helped. This is the problem.
Right. In which way?
That he helped beat somebody up. So should he go to jail regardless of whether he's a cop or not? Yeah, he beat somebody up. He should go to jail.
Mm.
But he did it to come. Did he do it so he didn't blow his cover? I mean, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That make you feel any better if he beat you up?
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for asking the question.
Yeah.
I'm still beat up, thanks. All right, well, that's the way to think about it, probably. 888-302-3684. All right, so Dick Cheney is in the news today. Top secret off-the-record roast for the former vice president featuring
that
jokes.
That must have been fun.
Well, jokes are about waterboarding. Other controversies.
Always funny, by the way. Waterboarding.
Hysterical. Oh, yeah. It's always, yeah. Senator Joe Lieberman said something to the effect that it's nice that we are all here at the plaza instead of off in cages after some war crimes trial. Holy cow. The event was sponsored by Rupert Murdoch, and the guest list included Cheney, Scooter Libby, who was the disgraced former aide. Libby joked that George Bush sent a note, "Pardon me, I can't make it." That was it. Because Cheney tried to get Bush to pardon Scooter Libby, and Bush wouldn't do it, remember? I didn't have to explain that then, right?
No.
And I know you're going to be shocked to hear this. There were lots of jokes, pretty rude and crude ones, about President Obama.
Really?
That's shocking.
Yeah. Vladimir Putin.
That's
Senator,
okay.
Secretary of State Colin Powell also got ripped around. Colin?
I'm just kidding.
You say Colin, I'll say Colin.
Doug just has his trouble with Colin and
Boston
Colin.
Before you. 8 United States congressmen were sent to the slammer. For their part in an immigration reform demonstration that began on the nation's mall, ended up on the Capitol. There were 100 people on the National Mall. I think this was this Tuesday or Wednesday? It was either yesterday or the day before.
They should look at putting the slammer.
Was it Tuesday? Yeah, they are. You're right about that, Roberta. So all these people gathering on the mall to pressure House Republicans to approve some way of making it easier for millions of immigrants to become legal in the United States. The demonstration ended with the arrest of 200 protesters, including 8 U.S. congressmen. House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi spoke to the rally. She was followed by other speakers, several performers.
I have a question.
Yes. You want to know who was arrested?
No. Government, it was shut down. How did they get to have a rally?
Well, because they're from the government. They get special privileges.
That's right.
Representative John Lewis of Georgia, Joe Crowley of New York, Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, Al Green of Texas, Raul Grisman.
All be ashamed of themselves.
Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, Keith Ellison of Michigan, Charlie Rangel. He's always in on these things. Good for him. I'm glad he went to the slammer. It belongs in the...
Oh, by the way, boss, I did a little bit of research here.
Yes?
It says, while there are few rules for undercover police officers, the rules that do exist allow them to commit certain crimes in an effort to maintain their undercover identity.
Like
that's
drugs.
What I'm thinking, yeah.
But and they can consume no more than 2 drinks a day to maintain their cover.
Yeah. It doesn't...
They're supposed to step in if someone is in danger. And that family.
He wasn't
in
at school that day, Ken. Sorry.
Just that day. All right, speaking of the police.
I mean, he could have said, hey, guys, maybe we should, go. Here comes the cops. You know.
Yeah, right.
The police in Ohio were led on a short car chase. Story at DougStefan.com today. They finally stopped this guy. He told police he wanted to finish his Big Mac before
Big
they
Mac
took
attack?
Him to jail for a DUI.
Gotta have some drugs involved when you're asking to finish your food before you get sent to the slammer.
Well, but this, okay. You know what I did? That was the second time today I've edited something I was going
to
say.
What were you
going to
edit there?
I'm not, it's about McDonald's.
Oh, good boy.
Nope.
All right,
nope,
keep
nope,
moving.
Nope, nope. Hey, there's a new book about Johnny Carson that I want to read.
I heard there was a mob hit ordered on Johnny Carson.
Well, the story, I read the first excerpt in this week's Entertainment Magazine, and it's a chapter about Johnny Carson and his lawyer, Bushkin, who wrote the book, and a couple of other private eyes breaking into his then-wife's apartment to find the goods on her. She was having an affair with Frank Gifford, and his stuff and her
Kathy
stuff
Lee?
Was all around. This was in the 60s. I don't think Kathy Lee was there yet, but Carson... he organized and he decided to lead this group of 4 that went over to her apartment building and got in and got the dough. I mean, got the dope on her, his second wife, and then he filed for a divorce.
Wow.
And at the end of the chapter, at the end of the night, Bushkin describes the two of them being Johnny and Ed, at a bar down in Soho at 3 o'clock in the morning. And Ed didn't make it to the scene. He didn't know anything about the break-in. Johnny just called him and said, meet me at the bar.
Huh.
So he describes
like
Ed coming out.
Like your mother said, nothing good happens after midnight.
It looks like a fascinating book. And Bushkin got fired by Carson toward the end because he felt that Bushkin got him into bad investments. But they were together for a long time. And this book looks like it'd be a pretty good read. So maybe we'll get Bushkin come on and tell the story, or at least get people more interested in the story. Speaking of stories, we've all heard about Miley Cyrus and her shenanigans, her antics, her comments this week. She told Matt Lauer that people stop having sex after the age of 40.
Did she get that memo?
I mean, how would she know?
Okay, so this is the best part of the story.
She knows everything.
Suzanne Summers yesterday was on television. She was on The Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she refuted that theory that people don't make love after the age of 40. And I'm going to be as general
delicate
as I can.
Delicate
as I can here. She's 66. And her husband and she have been married for 36 years.
And he's, I think, what is he, 77, something like that?
He's about 12, 14 years older than she is. And she says that her first comment was, what's about guys at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Hmm.
We make love a couple of times a day. I'm on stuff and he's on stuff.
Hormones, you can say that.
Okay, mm-hmm. On hormones. She says, I don't want to be sorry that I'm saying this. What'd you say, Jennifer?
Keep going.
She said, never mind. She made the comment about men at 4 in the morning. And she says, when I'm really awake around 8 or so, we get busy again. So this was from the Make Love Not War department, maybe from Don't Make Yourself Sound Stupid department.
I want to be Suzanne Summers.
Yeah. Well, I think she's pretty sexy. And, you know,
busy. I'd rather sleep.
Busy.
You know, you do get to that.
That's why you're alone.
I don't know what came first, the overwhelming desire to sleep or.
I couldn't resist that one. Anyway, here for Suzanne Summers. Thank you very much. If you're a man or a woman over the age of 40 and you're worried about your blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus, this is a good way for you to stay in shape and get the desirability quotient cranked up, because this formula, the all-natural formula for Heart Factors Plus, basically is a nitric oxide compound. How many of you know what nitric oxide does? Everybody know? Jennifer?
I know.
Roberta?
Mm-hmm.
What does it do, Roberta?
It dilates your blood vessels.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Gets more blood. Most of the bodybuilders around today, well, they're using drugs, but the people who are not into drugs that are using weights or they're exercising more, if they want to have more results, they use nitric oxide. And it's also the stuff that's in most of the enhancement things that Suzanne Summers was probably talking about as well.
Her husband's probably taking it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fine. If you have blood pressure problems and maybe performance problems, the two are the same. If you have a problem with your blood pressure, you have a problem making love. And the prescription pills that you take are not really any more than nitric oxide. So here's the concept. Heart Factors Plus has worked already for thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women who are worried about their blood pressure. It opens up, as Roberta said, the vessels so the blood is streaming. It makes everything function better because you're getting more food to the muscles. And the biggest muscle in your body is the heart. Heart Factors Plus works well. And you'll find out for yourself, because I've made arrangements for you to get a free supply, a 30-day supply of Heart Factors Plus. All you have to do is call 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. You'll pay a small shipping fee, and that's it. Results? Results. You're going to love the results. And after you try it free for 30 days, get some more. Doesn't work. You don't have to pay, but it's going to work. You'll know after 30 days. You'll know after try it once, whether it works or not. Heart Factors Plus, recommended by Dr. Ken, 800-577-8560. Make sure that if you are either male or female and you're concerned about your heart, the blood flow around your heart, Heart Factors Plus will do the trick, and it's all natural. 800-577-8560.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Pets can be a lot of work, and some parents might be hesitant to allow a furry friend to join their family. But bringing a new pet into the home also comes with many positive benefits for children in particular. According to a new survey from the National Pet Products Association, 58% of current pet owners believe having a cat, dog, or other type of pet actually helped teach kids to be more responsible. To help your children take care of their first pet, have them keep track of their duties and get into a routine with a weekly feeding and cleaning chart. Teach them that maintaining a healthy environment for their pet is important. Everything from the food and water bowls to the cages and litter boxes. Cat owners in particular can keep the litter box smelling clean and fresh with Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter. It's long-lasting and contains powerful odor destroyers, so it works even if you can't scoop every day. Lastly, encourage playtime between your children and their pet, since both benefit from these interactions. For more information, visit ultralastlitter.com. There was 57
channels and all right, so we have Jennifer Horn here now to update us on what's going on in the world of television cancellations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed Bethany Frankel's new talk program was produced by Ellen DeGeneres, but she doesn't like the show.
It's not going so well. You know,
so who is she? Who's Bethany Frankel?
She used to be a real housewife, and and she's also expanded from that and come up with her own line of skinny girl cocktails. So her thing is like low-calorie drink mixes. I think now she does like underwear, you know, stuff to make you look thin.
Great.
Yes.
All right. So you have cancellations.
Yeah,
I saw
I'm really
yesterday.
Bummed.
One show that I saw that only was on twice, seems to me. Wasn't that it?
It was, yeah. Now, the one that CBS just canceled is a series called We Are Men. It was only on two episodes. And I have to say, I actually liked it.
Yeah?
I liked this one. It had Tony Shalhoub, and it had Penn, yeah. Jerry O'Connell, and some other guy that I don't know. But it was really funny. It was based on the Oakwood Apartments, which in Los Angeles are like these pre-furnished apartments that people go when they get divorced. Really kind of funny. But they're now shifting around their schedule over at CBS. How I Met Your Mother will stay at 8. Two Broke Girls, which is struggling this year, will now move from 9 to 8:30. And then on November 4th, CBS will bring back Mike and Molly at 9 p.m. Uh-huh. And then Mom, which is a very cute show, also new, will be at 9:30. Fox has given the go-ahead for a new unscripted series produced by Steve Carell from The Office fame. The network has ordered 8 episodes of Slideshow, which is a competition that pits two teams against each other in a series of challenges that test the mind and body. You should do this, Dougie.
You know, I was seeing some interesting stories recently about Steve Carell. One of them has to do with a movie he's in with Tatum Channing. About
Channing
wrestling.
Tatum.
Him too. About wrestling. The two of them are very unlikely connectors, it seems to me. But apparently this movie's getting pretty good reviews.
I think Channing Tatum's pretty smart, and
he picks
really good projects.
Yeah. He's
not letting himself be typecast, which is really cool.
Right, yeah, he's very smart.
TNT has renewed real-life crime series Cold Justice for a 10-episode second season that will start in early 2014.
How many of these shows can there be?
There's a lot.
How many of them can be after cold cases, this cold this and cold that? Good Lord.
Cold Case Files. CBS has announced that the 68th Annual Tony Awards are going to air June 8th from Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Now, this one is kind of interesting. The Duggars, they have their reality show about having a family of, like, a bazillion kids. Well, they're not quite done yet. Michelle Duggar said she and her husband, Jim Bob, are hoping to be blessed with a 20th child.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Tim Bob.
They're already enjoying their grandbabies, by the way.
Yeah. It's a great American model for you.
And good news for Megyn Kelly, she's beating Bill O'Reilly on the new Primetime at 5.
Really?
Yep.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thePrepMart.com. That's thePrepMart.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we come alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's a Tom Kreitler report. Tom from the Money Pit fame. He and Leslie Segretti host this great weekend program that helps you understand all of the ways you can save money, do fun things around your house, fix it up, and then put it away for the winter.
Like a squirrel.
Right, yep. Exactly. Tom's brought to us in part by the folks at Realtor.com. Realtor, I always love the way they say that. Realtor.com. The home improvement, the things that you do around your house to fix your house up before you sell it, certainly a big factor in how well you do when you sell your home, because there are a lot of buyers in the market. Shortage of homes. So if you're considering selling...
What? That we wait until we're selling
we're
it to make yeah
to
make our
better.
Home look really nice.
how often is that the case, Tom? That's actually a great question. In your experience, what do you find? Do people not do things until they are going to sell and then they fix everything up, or do you find
I think we're event driven. You know, we don't give the house a thorough cleaning maybe before the relatives are coming for the holidays, and we don't really tackle all of those little things that we've been ignoring for a long, long time until a major event like selling your house. You know, you got to put on a good face for those that are going to come look at it, and you don't want to have lousy curb appeal. So it's the time, But we're all event driven.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of that, winter will be upon us before we know it. Boo, hiss. Couple of months anyway. So Tom wants to help you fix up your gutters. If you have not had your gutters cleaned, if you haven't got them well tuned up, if you will, because there's a certain thing that you can do, or two or three things you can do, Tommy's going to help us with that in a minute here on Good Day.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here to talk about your gutters. Gutters should be cleaned and not heard. Oh, wait a minute, that's a joke. Gutter guards. Well, you don't want to, I mean, at this time of year, because there are a lot of leaves now beginning to flow. We've just seen the leaves turning on the farm, and the winds the other day blowing things around. So sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with your gutters. What's the best advice you can give people?
Well, I mean, first of all, you need to understand that having clogged gutters is not just a matter of the water overflowing onto your head as you walk in and out of your house. They do actually contribute to some major structural problems. You get a lot of water that collects around the foundation. It can lead to cracks. The wood under the gutters will rot. You get roof leaks. You get slippery sidewalks when the water freezes on the sidewalk. You get cracked driveways. That water gets under the driveways and causes it to settle and crack, washed out landscaping, and it increases your risk of wood-destroying insect infestation. So for all those reasons, it is important to keep your gutters cleaned. But the question becomes, what about gutter guards? I mean, are they worth it? Do they really protect the gutters? Do they keep them clog-free? And the answer is that some do and some don't. And one of my concerns with gutter guards is, you know, there are some that are pretty good and pretty inexpensive. I have one that I put on years ago, which is called Waterfall. And I don't even know if it's still available, but there's a lot that are like this, where basically the water hugs the gutter guard, falls in through slots, and the leaves wash over the top.
Oh.
Kind of based on the principles of the water sort of sticking to the surface as it runs.
Kind of practical.
But there are other gutter guards out there where there's a real hard sales pitch associated with it. I saw, in fact, I wrote an article about a company called Leaf Filter, whose salesperson I ran into at a community event, and I always ask the same question, hey, how much do these things cost? Well, it depends. Well, I got to come to your house. I got to check it out. You know, I mean, like, well, what if I have like a 50-foot-long ranch, you know, 8-foot, single-story, 4 downspouts? I mean, think about the most simple possible house for gutters you could imagine. Mm-hmm. They still won't give you a price unless they come to your house. Why? Because they want to get in the door. They want to sit down in the living room. They want to talk to both decision makers. They want to give you the hard sell. And so even though I think that's a good product, I'm not going to ever hire those guys because I don't like the approach. Mm-hmm. So you have to be cautious. But the truth is that, you know, having the gutter guards is a good thing if you find one product that's well-reviewed and it's going to protect your house.
All right. Check it all out. Lots of these bits and pieces of advice at MoneyPit.com. 888-MONEYPIT's a good way to leave a message anytime. Tom will get back to you. 59
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.